No, it isn't, considering that last year they cut that funding by $2.4 billion, so they put back less than half of what was cut the year before, Tom.
How is that going to play out on the local level?
Well, it has a big impact on the local level because school districts will have less to work with. They lost federal money as well. So although they got the increase, the combination of these couple of years' events are requiring additional layoffs at a number of different schools and attempts by school boards to ask their county commissions and their citizens to raise property taxes in order to replace some of the state money.
So could this possibly lead to school closures?
Absolutely. Seminole and Orange County both have programs to try to economize by closing some of the schools that have low attendance.
Now, also this session, while the legislature restored at least part of the funding for the K through 12 educational system, they cut $300 million from the state's universities. How is that going to impact students and parents?
Well, it's going to mean a lot. They're going to be looking at substantially increase in tuition because the colleges are allowed to increase tuitions to offset some of these state reductions in funding.
But Florida colleges, though, still are a pretty good deal compared to other state systems.
That's absolutely correct. Our tuition is relatively low even after these increases. But nevertheless, it still has a negative impact on those who have to pay, and it compromises our ability to continue to compete when we start reducing the resources that are available to our higher education system.
Now, the legislature also cut $200 million from the budget for state prisons. Why did they do that, and what will that mean?
Well, prison populations are down significantly, Tom, so it makes sense to consolidate the prison population into fewer facilities. But there are economic consequences for those communities in which the facilities would be closed. But nevertheless, our prison system is not supposed to be a job creation system. It's a penal system, and we need to run it in an efficient fashion.
Let's take a look at another part of the budget, the increase for businesses in unemployment taxes. As originally proposed, it would have jumped from $72 per employee to $171, a major increase. It'll still go up at only $121, but that's still a substantial increase.
It is a substantial increase, Tom. I mean, even for our firm, you multiply that by the number of employees, and it's a significant amount of money. But it's something that we have to do because the state has to repay the federal government for the money that the state borrowed to maintain unemployment compensation benefits.
And, of course, unemployment won't be such an important factor if we can get more jobs into the marketplace in Florida. Now, this group of legislators and this governor as well talked a lot about working to create jobs. What is there in this year's budget that might help with that?
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, there's a substantial increase in Visit Florida, an increase of 50% in the budget to promote tourism. That's a good thing, especially here locally. And a $120 million economic development incentive package was passed. Much of that money would pay to reduce corporate income taxes. The first $50,000 of profit would be exempted from Florida's corporate income tax, and the governor believes this will promote a substantial amount of job creation.
Do you think so?
Not really. Florida already has very low corporate business taxes. I think there would be more effective ways to spend that money. But the other thing that the economic development package includes is a fund that the governor can use to try to quickly bring companies in and to close deals. That probably is going to be a more effective piece of the package, Tom.
Let's talk a little bit more about that boost in funding for Visit Florida. How much is that above what the agency was getting before? And it seems like that will affect us here in Central Florida.
Well, what they did was they increased the funding to $54 million. It's a 50% increase in the funding, and it'll be used to promote tourism in Florida. And since Central Florida is the most popular tourist destination, it affects us disproportionately, and we get more benefit from that kind of statewide promotion.